Imagine waking up tomorrow with the absolute certainty that you can create anything you desire, not through magical thinking, but through a profound understanding of how reality actually works. This is the revolutionary premise at the heart of Neville Goddard's teachings. While written decades ago, his work has experienced a remarkable resurgence. Millions of TikTok videos, Instagram posts, and even mentions by Oprah Winfrey testify to its enduring power. Why? Because it places the creative force exactly where it belongs, within you. The fundamental principle is deceptively simple yet transformative. Your imagination isn't just for daydreaming, it's the very substance from which your reality is formed. When you truly grasp this, you'll no longer see yourself as a victim of circumstances, but as the powerful architect of your experience. Most people live reactively, accepting limitations as immutable facts rather than creating their circumstances. The law of assumption reverses this relationship. What you assume to be true becomes your reality, immediately on a psychological level, then projecting outward into physical circumstances. Robert Millikan, when poor and unknown, repeatedly affirmed, "I have a lavish, steady, dependable income consistent with integrity and mutual benefit." He didn't merely wish for this reality, he assumed it was already true, experiencing in imagination the feeling of his fulfilled desire, which eventually manifested externally. This law operates with mathematical precision whether we're conscious of it or not. Every thought, feeling, and mental conversation is an assumption that will bear fruit. You must therefore become vigilant about what you're assuming to be true, as the world you experience is simply the outpicturing of your habitual imaginative acts. "I can't meditate effectively," many claim. This is like saying you can't play piano after one attempt. True meditation isn't emptying your mind. It's controlled imagination and sustained attention. It involves focusing on a specific desired state until it fills your consciousness completely, crowding out contrary thoughts. When beginning, you'll discover how undisciplined your mind truly is. Thoughts scatter in all directions like startled birds. This is why meditation requires persistence through weeks of practice. The effort gradually creates within you a center of power and clarity. The ideal state for effective meditation resembles the drowsy state just before sleep, when impressions of the outer world have diminished. In this receptive state, you experience in imagination what you would experience in reality had you realized your goal. You see through the eyes of your ideal self, feel its emotions, and gradually transform into the image of your imagined state. Prayer isn't asking for something you lack, but assuming the feeling of already having what you desire. "When ye pray, believe that ye receive, and ye shall receive," reveals prayer's psychological nature. True prayer elevates the mind to what we seek, assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled until it permeates our consciousness. Consider the boy who wanted a collie puppy despite his mother's objections. Instead of accepting limitations, he imagined hugging his desired puppy nightly before sleep. 2 months later, his essay won first prize, a collie puppy. He had faithfully assumed the feeling of already having what he desired, and reality reorganized accordingly. Effective prayer requires what Jesus called shameless impudence, persisting in your assumption despite contrary evidence. You must experience in imagination what you would feel if your prayer were answered. The feeling generated by this imaginative act is the prayer itself. Life isn't a struggle, but a surrender. Our prayers are answered not by powers we exert, but by powers we invoke through the feeling states we assume. Everything depends on your attitude toward yourself. What you won't affirm is true about yourself cannot develop in your life. To see a finer world, we must affirm a finer being within ourselves. We cannot see beyond the contents of our own consciousness. This explains why two people facing identical circumstances experience different outcomes. It's not the circumstances that determine results, but each person's self-concept. Someone with an unwavering concept of success will extract success even from situations that defeat others. To change your life, first change your concept of yourself. This means assuming the feeling tone as if you were already the person you wish to be. When you feel yourself into the desired state, here and now, you transform your future. By uniting emotionally with your ideal, you gradually become its image. The happiness of life depends on your ability to assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled. When you emerge from meditation having truly embodied your ideal state, you remain calm regardless of external circumstances, knowing the end is defined. Truth transcends factual accuracy, representing spiritual realization of conscious life. A photograph captures factual reality, while an artist's painting often conveys a scene's essential truth. The gossip spreading hurtful yet truthful information misunderstands deeper truth. Even when factually accurate, a truth told with bad intent beats all the lies you can invent. Robert Browning understood this. Truth is within ourselves. It takes no rise from outward things. There is an immortal center in us all where truth abides in fullness. This inner truth operates through imaginative love, inspiring us to envision the best in others rather than evil. Our perception of spiritual principles mirrors our own consciousness. Such as men themselves are, such will God appear to them to be. This explains why identical teachings yield different meanings to people at various developmental stages. The soul continuously remolds its thoughts as it unfolds, learning to love more truly, similar to a musician discovering deeper meanings through continued practice. The ultimate practice for transformation is to live from the end, assuming the feeling of already being the person you aspire to become. This means mentally occupying your ideal state and viewing life from that perspective rather than your current limitations. When you live from the end, your mental conversations reflect your new self-concept. You speak, think, and feel as your desired self would. This isn't pretending, it's psychological identification with your ideal state. This principle works because believing and being are one. When you truly assume you are what you want to be, your desire is fulfilled. You no longer want what you've assumed because you're experiencing it as present reality in consciousness. Living from the end means maintaining the feeling tone of your fulfilled desire regardless of appearances. When doubts arise, return to the feeling of your wish fulfilled. With persistence, this new state becomes your dominant feeling tone and external reality conforms to your inner experience. By affirming your greatness and living from that affirmation, you set in motion forces that transform your circumstances and influence everyone you encounter. Use your imagination not merely for personal gain, but for uplifting all humanity. Your imagination is the workshop where you craft tomorrow's life. What will you create today?